Yeah, it's, you know, it's when you walk into there, you know, they let you know that you're not welcome. And, you know, it's we enjoy the home field advantage when we got it here, and then, you know, it's the name of the game. You got to go there, you got to deal with it, and that's why we play the game.
Murph, Mac, and your morning routine now continue. Find us on Insta at KNBR on Instagram. This is KNBR 104.5 at 680. The sports leader.
All right, Waterboy fulfilling his Bay Area rejoins Andre Nicotina. Logan Webb's happy. All right, man, Niners Eagles hype. Let's go. Mike Golic Sr., who wore the green and silver back when it was different. Now it's like a midnight green black thing. I don't know. I miss the green and silver of the Golic years.
Right.
He's got a little little pork rind appreciation to pump up too, which we'll get into in just a sec. But first and foremost, Mike, we've had you on before here out of Murph and Mac in San Francisco, Brian Murphy, Paul McCaffrey, because I remember saying that you were taking care of our best friend, Kate Scott.
Yeah.
Who's now in Philadelphia. Oh, so welcome back, Mike.
Hey, buddy.
Oh. Good to be back. Now her and I both have an affiliation with Philadelphia, huh?
Isn't that wild? We had her on earlier this week, and boy, did she have to toe the line, because she grew up out here, a big time Niner fan, but she's got to know that she's got to play the she's got to read the room now, Mike.
You can't upset the Philly fan base, as you know,
my
Mike.
God. The worst thing you want to do is have a job in Philly, especially in sports, and then kick off Philly fans. That is not the way to go.
No.
All right, Mike Golic is here, and he's brought to us by a Pork Rind Appreciation Day, which I'll ask about in just a sec. But first and foremost, man, this game, you know, put your former NFL player hat on, your former Eagle jersey. What is the big narrative for you going into this NFC Championship?
I mean, listen, these are the two of the four left. These are the two most complete teams offensively and defensively. And I think this is going to be on paper, they both games set up to be really good battles, but in this one, listen, it goes again. You know, Brock Purdy just keeps getting the job done. Sometimes it's not pretty, like the first half of the Cowboys game, which I called for Westwood one. He looked more like a rookie, and you credit the Cowboys defense for that with the great pressure on it. And that pressure is going to continue. Philadelphia's got, four guys, all with 11 sacks or more, all of them, from Reddick to Graham to Hargrave to Sweat, all career highs in sacks, 70 for the season. They get after the quarterback with a multitude of people. So the best way to handle a rookie quarterback, even though you come toward the end of the season, you say you're not a rookie anymore, but he hasn't played that many games, is to try and make him feel like a rookie, and that's knock that offense off schedule. And Kyle Shanahan and Brock and Brian Greasy deserve credit as well, do a great job with the talent they have to keep it on schedule. So that's the Eagles' job, is to knock it off schedule, much like Dallas did in the first half of that game, to make Brock really have to work for any of the passes that he's going to get, especially because Dallas shut down the San Francisco running game as well until they got it going in the second half. That's somewhere where Philadelphia can be a little susceptible, is against the run. So I would imagine that's where San Francisco is going to want to attack.
Yeah, old school, man. Ground and pound. This is, you know, don't reinvent the wheel in football. If you can run it, you can run it. And that's maybe the Niner path. The other part, though, Mike, and we're talking to Mike Golic Sr., Westwood One broadcaster, and brought to us by Pork Rind Appreciation Day. How about that? And just as is the other side of the ball, and that is, as you talked about Purdy getting knocked off in the first half at Dallas. Well, what kept the Niners in the game was the fact that Dallas wasn't scoring. My question to you is that Philly offense, is it so complete and has hurt such a weapon, 760 rushing yards, that challenge is just almost too tough for the Niner defense?
This is going to be a rough one. I do think it's going to be a heck of a battle. Now, San Francisco has been great against the run, so this is a great matchup. Now, this is the best O-line in football in Philadelphia. Running the ball, you know, pass protecting overall, you know, combined together. They do run the ball well, and having Jalen on planned runs certainly helps when you have that extra blocker and the running back to help you. So that's a big task, obviously, for San Francisco. The thing about their pass rush is, you know, they didn't get a sack in Dallas, while Bosa leads the NFL with 18 and a half sacks. The next closest is 5 on the team, I believe. And also, Bosa doesn't have a sack in the last 3 games. So they're going to need to get to Jay. They're going to need to shut down the run, which they've done a good job on all year. And then they're going to need to get some pressure on Jalen, because Jalen's got some great targets in Devontae Smith, and certainly A.J. Brown has had a monster year for them, and Goddard at tight end. So this is a, for two of the top defenses in the NFL, this is definitely going to be a tall task on the San Francisco side.
Mike Golic Sr. brought to us. Hey, let's get the pork rinds in here, man. Pork rind appreciation day. Sacks for snacks we got here, huh?
I like that.
Yeah, we do. And, you know, it's a way to win some pork rinds and some money. So basically, and also it helps raise money for the Gridiron Greats Assistance Fund, which I'll tell you about. But people need to go to porkrindappreciationday.com. Pick any team you believe is going to get the sacks, the most sacks. Each week, one randomly selected entry is going to win a case of pork rinds for every sack that team gets.
Ooh.
Grand prize is $5,000 and a year of pork rinds.
A year?
A year. And, wow. And a lot of the money goes to is going to go to the Gridiron Greats, their assistance fund. I'm on the board for that. Mike Ditka helped start this.
Nice.
And I think a lot of people believe that all NFL players, no matter when you played, are well off when you're done playing. And guys that played decades ago, they aren't. You know, they didn't make a lot of money, and the CBA today doesn't do them a lot of good. So, you know, when they need help just for a doctor's appointment, a dentist appointment, transportation somewhere, mortgage, we're there with the Gridiron Greats Assistance Fund. It's basically like when a teammate is on the ground, you reach a hand down to help them up off the ground. And that's kind of what we're trying to do. And Southern Recipe Small Batch has been phenomenal with their Pork Rind Appreciation Day. It's the 14th year of it in helping support Gridiron Greats to help some of the former players. It's a very cool thing.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, live from Detroit, and you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the NFL Draft.
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL fan festival, featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draft access to register for free entry today.
The Rolling Stone Music Now podcast gets inside the biggest stories with Rolling Stone senior writer Brian Hyatt.
Now here is my conversation with Jacob Knoll. Your story is an amazing one, and obviously you lost your dad when you're only 1 year old.
It was definitely a screwy way to grow up. I think that a lot of people never heard of who I am, and then they see me join this band, and they must think this kid must have just been handed everything, or nepotism kid. It's a gift that I have an opportunity to sing in such a big band like my father and my uncle's band, Sublime.
Rolling Stone Music Now, wherever you listen.
That is very, very cool. The Niners have a thing out here that Eddie DeBartolo started. It's called the Golden Heart Fund. Same kind of thing. They call it not a handout, a hand up.
Right.
So that's great that you and Ditka are doing that, because it is true. We've seen the wreckage that football can put on lives. And Coach Ditka's Gridiron Greats, and the way you support it is by going to porkrindappreciationday.com. Pick a team that gets the most sacks. Random winner gets a case for every sack. $5,000 in a year of pork rinds if you win the grand prize. Man. A lot of pork rinds. So,
you're set for the year, that's for sure.
That's right, you are.
Before we let you go, Mike, I wanted to circle back on Jalen. And, you know, listen, it's such a quarterback league. It's, you know, Tom Brady, Joe Montana, whoever you want to pick through the years. You know, obviously Brett Favre, Peyton Manning, all the greats. And now it's currently kind of Pat Mahomes, maybe Joe Burrow. Maybe that's the guy. But is Jalen Hurts, like, I know it's young, and I know he's only 24, but are we witnessing a guy ascending to that level? I mean, this is kind of scary.
Well, you look at what he adds. You know, he's not throwing the amount of touchdowns a Burrow or a Mahomes is throwing at this point, but he's also not turning the ball over.
That's
regular
it.
Season, you know, 22 touchdowns and just 6 interceptions. And then, oh, yeah, by the way, he can rush for a lot of yards on you, over 700 this year. So, I mean, he is a dual threat, and that's kind of a lot of the places we're going now when you see quarterbacks come up. So if they can pass, especially from the pocket, you have to be able to do that. And then you create outside the pocket, and you're dangerous with your legs, not just on scrambling, but on planned runs. So he, you know, there were two quarterbacks, he and Tua, that the teams had to see, are they the quarterback of the future for our team? Jalen has, without question, answered it. Tua had answered it early on, but he's got the injury situation going on that I don't think they're going to hand him the long-term contract right now.
Wow.
Where Jalen, I think, has definitely earned that.
Mike, two last ones, and again, go to porkrindappreciationday.com and win some pork rinds and help out the Gridiron Greats. Two last things for you. One is I hate to do this to you because you didn't win the game, but it was one of the greatest regular season games we Niner fans had ever seen. 1989 in Philly at the Vet.
Oh, man.
Joe throws four touchdowns in the fourth quarter after you guys, you and Reggie White, beat the bejesus out of him.
Oh, you pounded him
in
the first half. You pounded him.
I mean, I hate to bring up the game because I know you lost, but
Joe got up.
Was that the day you said, this Montana guy?
Yeah, what are you going to do?
I don't know
what else
do
we have to do, right?
Boy, it's just a shame my phone's breaking up. And I
nice, Mike. Nice, nice. That's a shame.
I have known Joe since I was 12.
That's
he
right,
and my
Notre
brother
Dame.
Bob got
yeah.
to Notre Dame together.
Awesome.
So
yeah, awesome.
I've known Joe for – I just saw him last week on the sidelines because I called that game last week. And I actually had a hit on him that forced an interception in that game because I didn't get to the quarterback a lot, so I remember those moments. But I do also remember the fourth quarter when Joe just lit us up and we were like, damn,
yeah.
we thought we had this one. We didn't think with the defense we had you could put up that much on us in the fourth quarter. But there's a reason Joe is right there at the top of greatest quarterbacks of all time.
Oh, man, it's so great. It's true. That's right. Bob Golic was his teammate at Notre Dame. So yeah. you guys are like brothers, man. So that's awesome. And then the last one then will be a little more friendly, and that is Philadelphia, the city, the stadium, the fan base. Is that how – I'd say, yes, it's a factor on Sunday. Is it a significant factor on Sunday?
Well, listen, I mean, fans are fans in the stands. You know, it's not like they have to, you know, the Philly fans could be pretty tough for sure. But noise is noise. There's a lot of noise at stadiums, and teams work on it all the time. Silent leg count, you know, a leg kick to let the center snap when he wants.
Right.
The issue will be how are you going to make adjustments and change plays? Is that going to be hand signals or is that going to be verbal? Is Brock Purdy going to walk to the line and yell stuff out if the crowd gets very loud? All you need is one person not to get the check, and then that play may be blown up. So loud is loud, and there's a lot of loud stadiums. And the link will be very loud, no doubt about it. But every team deals with that, and it's how they choose to make their adjustments during the loud noise.
And young Brock Purdy will be facing that noise, man. So it's going to be so much fun. All right, Mike, hey, you do a great job on the Westwood One, and always enjoy talking football and
good
pork rinds
you,
with you, buddy.
Yeah.
Everybody go to porkrindappreciationday.com. Help out Gridiron Greats. Thanks, Mike.
You got it. Kate and I are going to enjoy some pork rinds.
Okay, there you go,
yes,
man.
You will. Yes, you will.
He's a good dude.
He's a very good guy. Yeah. I always liked him on the radio.
Me too. I do too.
And I forgot. That's right. I knew that. And the question was coming out.
We used
Bob
to hear
Golic
him.
Was yeah. Joe's teammate
yeah.
in Notre Dame.
The Golics and Joe go
well,
way
Bob,
back.
I mean, Bob, we talked about who did we have earlier today that had an older brother? Papa. Yeah. We had a really nice conversation with Greg about his late older brother, Gary. And it was really nice to hear Greg talk about it. I guess Gary was the original. He was the sportscaster who led the way for
Greg. How
about
that?
And these brothers, and it's funny about Mike became famous on ESPN, et cetera, but Bob was the man. I mean, Bob Golic was a pro player. He played for the Cleveland Browns.
Right.
And he was a good player. It's just that he became a broadcaster too, and he's a good broadcaster. So the Golics, they can talk and they can hit, and they're like old school, like, Rust Belt, Eastern, like Ukrainian, Eastern European family, you know what I mean? Like big, strong boys, the Golic boys, you know what I mean?
Oh, so you don't mess with the Golics.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, they still got some of that happening right now. Shout out to the Bosa brothers. You got one on his way to Philly, and the other guy last seen spiking his
helmet.
That's
a little more Italiano.
On national TV.
You don't
TV.
Really see the Italian sack mice. I see more like Eastern European sackers, you know
right.
what I mean? Jokic, Doncic, Golic, you know what I mean? So... but I just enjoy talking. And then he was great with Kate. They did college football for a year. And their big thing was on Saturday mornings before games, they would find the most kick-ass breakfast spot in Lubbock, Texas, or Norman, Oklahoma.
Mike Golic's the kind of guy that's going to be able to
and then they
track
would,
that down.
They would
yeah.
Insta the photos.
Yeah, he's a big fan of food.
They filled the table.
Yeah.
They ordered like
well,
seven
Golic's ready
plates.
To eat. Golic sits down. He's eating.
Their whole deal was... It's cheat day, cuz.
Yeah, yeah.
And they got in, so goalie. And maybe pork rinds are part of it, I don't know.
Named one of the best personal finance podcasts, The Stacking Benjamin Show with Joe and his friends makes financial literacy fun.
Work hard and save your money. That way, when you're old like me, you can buy the things that only young people can enjoy.
Squirrel watching.
You heard it here first. Get yourself a squirrel cam. Spend $30 a month on nuts, and you'll be at early retirement before you know it.
No, Piggy, this is the road to a podcast nobody listens to.
Find out more by searching The Stacking Benjamins podcast, wherever you listen.